For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney. As drivers in the state gas up for the 4th of July holiday, they'll find the lowest gas prices in the nation, 6 cents lower than at the same time last year, according to AAA Motor Club. That's good news for South Carolina motorists because the state tax on gas goes up 2 cents a gallon tomorrow, July 1st. It's the first of 2 cent per gallon tax hikes we'll see for the next 6 years to pay for millions of dollars to improve state roads, which were again this week described as the deadliest in the nation. Motorists, however, probably won't instantly notice the tax increase because technically we don't pay the gas tax when we fill up. It's actually paid by wholesalers when they purchase motor fuels at the big refinery terminals located in Spartanburg, Belton, and Charleston. The tax increase, of course, will be reflected in the price of gas we'll pay at the pump. For years, hundreds of different distributors and dealers paid the motor fuel tax. But in 1995, the state changed the law so there would be fewer tax filers, and so the state could more easily track the tax revenue it was owed. Otis Rawl of Lexington was with the Department of Revenue at that time.
We felt like that if we could at least get it back to the refineries or the big oil companies, to Exxon's, to Mobil's, to Union 76, we would be able to have a better accounting of the fuel and where it was going to.
Today, about 100 refiners pay the motor fuel tax to the state. Increasing the gas tax to generate the much-needed road money was years in the making. And after the 6-year phase-in of the new tax, the State Department of Transportation will have some $800 million every year to maintain and improve state roads. DOT Secretary Christy Hall.
It took a lot of courage by the General Assembly to get us to that point, and I think that it's certainly going to make a huge difference on the system. The difficulty in communicating that that's not $800 million year one, that it's incremental, is going to be key for us to help manage those expectations.
The new funding has allowed DOT to implement a 10-year plan that will see interstate widenings, the repair of over 300 structurally impaired bridges, and thousands of miles of repaving across the state system. This year, DOT will focus on putting an end to that distinction of state highways being the deadliest in the nation by spending $50 million on safety improvements on 45 stretches of the most dangerous non-interstate rural roads where most fatalities occur. At a recent DOT commission meeting, Deputy Secretary Leland Colvin outlined some of the safety improvements designated for those dangerous roads.
And our first goal is to keep the vehicles on the road. And you can see some of the tools in the toolbox here being rumble strips, pavement markers, guardrail, specialized pavement treatment. Some of that might be some high friction course where we've got very tight horizontal alignment. And then our second goal is if a vehicle were to leave the road, try to give them an opportunity to get back on the road. That's wider shoulders. That could be paved shoulders. That could be non-paved shoulders, wider clear zones. And that would include pushing back our ditches, our drainage components to the roadway.
As of July 1st, the tax on gas will be 19 cents per gallon, marking the first increase in the tax that goes to pay for our roads and bridges in 30 years. 30 years that have seen unprecedented growth in the state, and that's increasing numbers of vehicles on our roads. And for that reason, DOT will still face major challenges in keeping state roads smooth and safe in the years ahead. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney.